Day two at the Nations here in Germany. A little bit chilly this morning. Lots of fans stacked, Drew, on the banks already.
Yeah, already they're staking their claims on the hills and on the bank in there. A few people asleep in the car park, looking decidedly worse for it. There was quite a lot of beer bottles by the skip, so I think there'd been a good party last night. Out on the track now, it's got the warm-up for the B final. 13 teams go out on that, and all three riders of MX1, MX2 and Open go out there. So as is usual for the Nations, Ireland have to struggle to get into there. I think both Gary Gibson and Martin Barr had a bit of problems yesterday. Certainly saw Gary Gibson getting cross-rusted on the way to the start straight, and nearly getting run over. So let's hope they can get into there.
Yeah, we were chatting to a few people, Steve Mathis and Stash, and Team Canada's in there. They were hoping to get into the A final, saying they may not get they may not win this event, because he said there's some good run. There are good teams. Ireland always seem to win it. Latvia's, you know, strong. Puerto Rico, Sweden. It's going to be close.
Yeah, definitely. It's certainly worthwhile them giving it a go, because I thought this is their last ditch effort. After that, they're going home. Obviously, there's a number of teams.
And they brought their bikes across as well, so that's an expensive old trip.
Oh yeah, I mean, definitely there are some guys only went out once yesterday, and that's it. I mean, these are 13 teams, but you know, 19 go through. This is another 13 have a chance, but 40 teams entered. So some of them, it was just yesterday, and that was it. A lot of effort, but a great event to be part of.
Yeah, it's going to be good today. We haven't bumped into any. It's still quite early, to be honest. We haven't bumped into any of the riders, so it should be good. Press room's sort of quite quiet at the minute.
Yeah, I mean, we've just come in here, set everything up. Nothing big is going to happen until the first races, and see what happened. Whether Australia can do it, I don't know. It would be fantastic if they could, but obviously the result everybody wants here on the banks is a home win for Germany, and it would absolutely go frantic if that happened.
My money's still on Germany, to be perfectly honest. France didn't do too good, so count them out, but Belgium, and I reckon the Brits are going to be close as well.
Yeah, well, I think the one that was yesterday, that USA did enough to just keep themselves safe. I think they got plenty more in the tank there. I mean, we were talking about it last night. When does Metcalf ever beat Dungy? I think they'd been playing very clearly. We just need to score solid points and then do the proper racing tomorrow.
Yeah, we've got the B finals at around about 10 o'clock UK time AM, and then we've got a little while then until the main races. So we'll catch you again later.